she's bringing too, it's just too much is going on downtown. Like, you need to self-reflect, because that environment this whole weekend brought nothing but love, joy, happiness, togetherness, gathering, and it was just, it was so beautiful and it was so stunning, because I think she's just such a wonderful, impactful role model. I saw so many young girls just in awe of this entire experience. And me as a young girl, I was in total awe of this entire experience. And I felt so much love from everyone around me, and everyone downtown was having such a good, awesome time. People were flying in from all over the world to see the last few shows of the Eras Tour, and I'm just so forever grateful and thankful that I got to go and be a part of it, because it was truly really something special. So thank you so much for listening. Yeah, it was just so fantastic. And I even traded some bracelets with some people, and it was just such an amazing experience, and I'm so happy I got the honor of being a part of it. Anyway, we'll play some more Taylor Swift music right now, and then I'll come back and talk about the show a little bit more before I go. So for right now, here's some of my like other just kind of favorite Taylor Swift songs. Here is Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
Let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request it is, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. That you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go, and I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone, I'll be waiting, all there's left to do is run, you'll be the prince, and I'll be the princess, it's a love story.
I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me. Like been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test. 'Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, insta letters for miles. He said he loved me for all time, but that time was quite short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more.
Gorgeous, stunning, amazing, wonderful, beautiful. That was just I Can Do It with a Broken Heart by Taylor Swift on the Tortured Poets Department album. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio station from Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy to be here. The Tortured Poets Department is so amazing, and the reason why I've listened to the entire, not only the entire first album, but the also the entire second album, is because one of my best friends, Claire, had like a listening gathering event, which was really just me and my four best friends. And we all went to her house when the release of this album came out. I think it was in like April. I think it was earlier this year. And we all just went to her house and like held hands and listened to every single song and like cried to each other and like, it was so beautiful and magical. And that's another thing I love about Taylor Swift, is she gets women gathering with each other, like, or just people like to gather and to get together and talk. And like I hadn't seen those friends in a long time. And then when that album came out, my friend was like, oh, we should all listen to the album together. And I was like, yes. And so we all listened to that album together and just rejoiced in our mutual love and respect for the one, the only Taylor Swift. So that's the Tortured Poets Department. And I think it's so incredibly amazing and cool that she came out with this whole album, both of these two albums, while she was on tour during the Eras tour, because that tour lasted 1 year and 8 months. That's insane. That's such a long time. Like, that's an absurd amount of time to be touring as just one person. Oh my God. I mean, of course she had like a whole team of like dancers and bands and all that stuff, but like, wow. Oh my goodness, I didn't even talk about Gracie Abrams. I saw Gracie Abrams. She opened for Taylor Swift and she was amazing. She was stunning. She was very cool. I have to reiterate, stunning. She's stunning. Like, gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. Gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Beautiful voice, beautiful lyricism, beautiful instrumentalism. Just stunning. It was wonderful. Anyway, oh yeah. Also, I think it's really interesting that a lot of people who I talk to, I guess people who didn't really know me, like maybe like coworkers and like friends of friends, when I was saying like, oh yeah, I'm going to the Taylor Swift tour, a lot of people were surprised that I was so happy and excited to go to the Eras tour to see Taylor Swift. I guess I don't look like the classic blonde Barbie that like Live Laugh Loves Taylor Swift, but like I am a fan. Surprise, guys, like big whoop, like I love her. I think she's so stunning and so cool. Like everyone can like Taylor Swift. It doesn't matter what you look like or what other kind of music you listen to. Like you can like Taylor Swift and be anything you want to be and still like Taylor Swift. Like that, those two are things are not the same. They could be completely different and live simultaneously in harmony together. I just thought that was really funny because like a lot of people were like, you don't seem like a Taylor Swift fan. I'm like, okay, like, all right, what about it? And what about it? So what? Okay, proving everyone wrong once again. It's just crazy. It's just so crazy. And I think Taylor Swift is such an amazing artist and musician. She really is fantastic. And I will take any opportunity to support women, especially powerful, stunning, amazing women such as Taylor Swift. In any capacity. I loved seeing all the love and connection and friendship throughout the whole weekend in Vancouver. Taylor brought me so much love and joy this weekend, and for that I'm forever grateful and happy, and I am so I'm just so beyond grateful that I got to experience this really epic show. I got to be a part of it. I got to hang out with the girls and key with the girls and my mom and my sister and my brother. We all had such a wonderful, awesome, fantastic time at the show. So thank you so much. That was such a beautiful, stunning, amazing experience that I will remember for the rest of my life. So yeah, that was so cool and awesome. I love Taylor Swift. She's so cool. And you can like Taylor Swift too, no matter what you look like or no matter what you listen to, you're allowed to like Taylor Swift. She is amazing and she has such a variety of music and such distinctly different songs, albums, lyricism. She just has such a variety of music. She really has something for everyone. You just have to listen. Anyway, it's time for me to go. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. Don't worry, I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always, playing some super cool, new, amazing, awesome, fun music and talking to you because you're awesome. Thank you for listening. You're so cool for listening to me. Thank you for listening to CJSF. And there's so much more cool music to play here on CJSF. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1, Raccoon City. Now I'm going to play a little bit of SZA because she is my number one girl and for always will be. And I just have to reiterate that a little bit. I love SZA. She is still my number one girl. Love you, Taylor. SZA is still my number one girl. But, you know, I can like two things at once. You don't have to just like one thing. You know what I mean? Like, music is such a wonderful, amazing creative space. Anyway, I'm going to play Kendrick Lamar's new song, Luther, that has SZA in the song because his new album's actually swag. This is Luther by Kendrick Lamar. Bye.
If this world were mine,
hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a bop, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low.
This world, if it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain.
world were mine.
Your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Thank you.
they can't survive off many means. I'm talking pedigree. Ain't no writers, that's just me. Ain't no spiteful, I'm just tea. Can't hate a bitch for free. Talking, I'm off the bench like Brady. I'm pressing niggas like Katie, it's up. Yeah, nigga, it's up to me. Remind you of Della Reese. So classic, that ass so fat, it look natural, it's not. I talk bullshit a lot. No more fuck shit, I'm done. Damn right, I'm the one. Damn right, I'm the one. Coming back, she's so candid. Coming back, snatch like Bandit. Coming back, this ain't tension. I'm organic with my fresh squeeze. I'm dumping like press squeeze. I'm horny like suck these. So daring like touch me. And all the petty shit aside, all the funny shit aside, I just want what's mine.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
Can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.